Blackpool Sands Street and Stoke Fleming Walk. Street. Street may take its name from the straight road running to Tor Cross. Originally, its spelling was S-T-R-E-E-T, as in a town street, but this was changed in 1870 to prevent postal confusion with the town of the same name in Somerset. In 1857, the village boasted two butchers, two shoemakers, a tailor, two shopkeepers and two pubs, and within a few years also a baker and two builders. Before 1836, Street's worshippers had to attend church in neighbouring villages. Once the Church of St. Michael was built, they prayed there, but villagers could still not be persuaded to be buried in the new churchyard. They preferred to be interred close to other family members in nearby cemeteries. Eventually, a free headstone had to be offered to the first person to agree to be buried here, and that inducement finally did the trick. During World War II, the entire population of Street and the surrounding areas were evacuated. The area became home to thousands of US troops and was used for massive practice exercises before the D-Day landings in 1944. There is more information and memorials to both the locals and the troops who lost their lives in Exercise Tiger in car parks along Slapton Sands and at Tor Cross. To maintain secrecy, the evacuees were not told why they had to uproot themselves. The wrench, especially for older people who lived their whole lives here, must have been terrible. At very short notice, farmers not only had to find places for themselves and their families to stay, but also their livestock. The local people were allowed to return after the Normandy landings, although many did not come back.